All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Saturday Grind. DC Invest, Reggie Rowley, Marcus Thomas.
On that grind, baby.
Nice to see you again on another Saturday. Episode 3. Today's episode is about where do I begin?
And for those of y'all that's watching, wonder why we have on the same clothes, because I wear the same thing every day.
I try to.
I'm proud of my company. I'm proud of my investment in it, and I'm rocking it. Reggie, on the other hand, he's redone.
Before the last three episodes, each time I got a shape up, not a haircut.
Yeah, I don't have no haircut, though, so I like wearing my hat. You know what I mean? I'm finally at 40 years old growing a beard. I feel I'm proud of it.
I got it. If my mind go any lower, it's too patchy. Yeah. We had these Kobe's here, man. There's some shoes. Marcus got me in honor of the great one, number 8, number 24. Just want to say RIP him, everybody else, his daughter, and everybody else in that tragic accident. I know it's a few weeks removed now, but nonetheless.
But it's so crazy. I got them for you the week before.
Yeah.
I got them for you the week before, and it amazed me how something said, I'm going to get rid of some of these joints because the shoe's always busted. And we should do a joint called the Million Dollar Sneaker and just have a picture of your shoes. Not your good shoes, your terrible shoes.
How about my sneaker of the week?
Yeah, and show how terrible they are.
My Crocs are vicious. One of a kind.
And I come to the rescue. But either way, on this one, we talking about where do I begin on the Saturday grind. I think it's really relevant with the Kobe thing, man, because you think about when he ended his career, he was thinking, hey, he had to reinvent himself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He had to reinvent, but he didn't know.
Bama won an Oscar, though.
That's what I'm saying. So you look at, and then I know we were talking off camera about Angel. Mm-hmm. And so I look at the Kobe thing and how he went in and he just went in the lab. He went in his office and just started figuring out what he was going to do after basketball. And he just came up with so many great things where you thought that he might have been a commentator. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, but that ain't me. He took it to another level. And I think a conversation I had with Angel at the last MRER meetup, I was talking to her. She didn't really know where to fit in, but she was so excited. She just wanted to, you know, do something. So I had to fill out an intake. She said, man, you just need to talk to Reg, man, because you got so much energy and so much detail. You'd be surprised that you really have no limitations.
Right.
You might not have a couple hundred thousand in the bank, but you got a lot of value within you and some of your resources, and we can help you tap into that. So where do people begin, man? So yeah, you can start with her. Like you can start with her.
So she was almost like she's almost like the way I think about her is she is a track athlete that has multiple events in the same day.
Okay.
So she didn't have just like one starting gate. Gotcha. She had three things.
Gotcha. Soon as she threw that shot put, she had to go over to the triple jump.
Yep.
Then she had to run a 100.
She's like a decathlete.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They be so busy out there.
She had already contacted. I know she filled out the intake sheet with you. Yep. But she had already contacted Christina about refinancing one of her rentals. Not sure if she owned it free and clear, but it had a lot of equity.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I want to use the strategy, because we had talked about it in the MRER. She wanted to take out some equity to then put it as a down payment and closing on two other properties.
Yep.
All right. So then she'll have three.
Yep.
So whereas she may have been cash flowing $1,500 a month on one, now she'll be cash flowing $900 a month on three.
Yep.
You know, when it's all said and done. So she's taking that $1,500 and it's going to turn into $2,700 just with a couple of transactions. And I'm being conservative.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's over here. So she initiated that piece on her own. No coaching call, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had that resource.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So then she hooks up with Heather for the extreme execution.
Right.
Which I think we actually need to talk about more and more on these podcasts, on this platform.
Yeah, we can get that in.
Because I think it will, and a little bit of it is from a selfish standpoint, because I think it will help me be a more effective coach, mentor,
100%. Knowing where they are,
knowing who they are, where they fall on that spectrum, where they are in that DISC assessment. And so Heather had that call with her, and then she transferred her over to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm talking to her, and when you met with her, she said she didn't know what she had, but she had sent me two statements, one from an IRA the one from 401k at her current job, or TSP. And so I was like, you know, this one, you got to keep that dead. You still work there.
Yeah.
You don't meet any of the guidelines for early withdrawal or any of that. You're still young. But this one, I'm looking at it. You've had this in cash. How long have you had it in cash? It's been years. You know, so she's literally making on like $30,000, $100 a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we have many people in the collective that need private funding.
Yep.
Right? And private funding, you know, ranges anywhere from 8.5% to 15% return. So I'm like, we need to put you in a position to benefit from the collective. And anybody that's listened to episode 1, 2, we've talked about the collective already. The resources, everything. So she's like, okay. So I'm like, hey, we're going to turn this coaching call into a working meeting.
Yes, sir.
Boom, 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 boom. Set up her account. She getting security codes to her phone and her email. We set up the account. We got that all in motion to where she's going to roll that out and then be able to benefit from that part, from that segment of real estate investing.
Okay.
The loaning side. So she's working on her rental portfolio. She's now working on lending money. And she's like, well, what else can I do?
Mm-hmm.
She got a full-time job with the government. It's like, what else can I do? So when we were setting up her accounts, we went over our time. I know you hate when I go over my time. But this was a working
meeting. I mean, you transitioned over.
Right. So that's cool. And so.
And you were really helping her. I mean, you were really helping somebody.
And she knows exactly what she wants, too.
And she takes action. See, yes. It bothers me when we get the people who say, I don't know where to begin. Please help me. You tell them the help you could get, but they don't want to receive the help. They only want you to help them their way, but your way not working.
Right.
That's why you came to us. And people like Angel is beautiful, man, because when you can spend that extra time with them, number one, it benefits you from a standpoint because it gives you that extra level of exposure to somebody from a personal standpoint, develop that professional relationship. But you're really helping them see, like, tap into themselves that they didn't know.
Yeah.
They didn't know that was there. So that's phenomenal.
Let me tell you something that was real crazy. Through the process, I mean, she's engaged in the whole conversation. And I'm like, hey, they about to send you a security code. So it's been in the account opening process, it's been a couple changes since the last time I did it.
Right.
So I'm thinking all the fees can come out of your account. Turns out you got to put a credit card on file.
Okay.
She just asked a couple of questions. She was like, cool, here go my credit card info. Yep. I'm like, we got to upload your driver's license.
Yep.
Can you send me a picture? Oh, I already got it. You want me to email it to you or Heather?
Ready. Ready.
I was like, email it to Heather.
Ready.
Heather sent it right to me.
Yep.
I uploaded it. That's that. I'm like, all right, we here. Now I'm working on your account transfer form. She like, cool. Send me whatever you need to send me. I sign it, scan it in, get it back to you.
Ready.
I'm like, man, that makes you, when you see people going the extra mile, you want to go the extra mile.
That's right. You want to go the extra mile.
And then when they see you going the extra mile, they want to go the extra mile, right? Yep. And so it's just cause and effect all the way down. So we over our time. I don't notice it because I had the thing that Alex had set up for me for the webcam blocking my time in my on my screen. So she was like, well, Reggie, let me stop you. We over our time a little bit. Right?
Respect.
Yep.
Respect.
She was like, do you have time to continue on with the coaching call or do I need to reschedule? I was like, can we please reschedule? Because I had other stuff in my agenda. And she was like, no problem. What you want me to do? I was like, I'll have Heather. I'm going to transfer you back to Heather. She'll put you on the calendar.
Right.
And that was that. So I think we got our real coaching call. Since that one turned into a working meeting,
right?
We got our real coaching call on Tuesday.
Right.
And those are like anomalies, though, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like most people, first off, most people don't have those resources.
Yep.
They don't own that rental free and clear. They don't, have a couple dollars in the IRA. They may, but they don't know. So that's the first thing. Can you help me? I don't know what I got. It's going to be taking an assessment of all those resources in that coaching call. But she had already did that by coming to the Make Real Estate Real event with you. So where do I start? You start by taking a full assessment of where you are.
Yep.
And we help you do that.
Yep.
And the extreme execution, this personality assessment, is actually a very, very, very good place to start.
Yep.
It gives you a lot of insight. We've talked on the radio. We've talked on other videos. that I was real skeptical about that shit.
Yeah, you definitely were.
Right. But the thing that has resonated with me like the whole way, because I was a high D and a high I, and E.T. was like, you got to pick one, dog. Yeah. Like, you can't come in, you can't be both.
Yeah.
So I was telling Heather, I was, because she was sharing with me some of Angel stuff after the fact. And I was like, yeah, you know, I can't come in and be like, I need this shit right now.
Yeah.
But what are we going to eat for lunch?
Yeah.
Right? You can't do that. So, and I was like, Dak, I do that like every day.
Yeah, because you bipolar.
Every day. That's what you say, but it turns out I'm a high D, high I. I have to pick one.
But that's what it is. When you operating in both, you bipolar. You two people. You two people.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? You got, and see, that's important of the culture call. See, you have identified that about yourself. So that's why you're not bipolar, because you know what it is. You know the personality, your own personality. But that's why you are showing people where to begin. Say, look, this is the two pieces of me. Let me figure out these pieces. You, let me hit you, hook you up with Heather. We're going to figure you out. Because once we figure you out, I could tell you where to start, because I know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like me, I'm D all the time. I ain't tripping off lunch. I already ate.
Right.
I'm good.
But I want to make sure you're good. Yeah, you know, you're good. Yeah, all right, you're good. Yeah. Now do this shit for me right now, because you're good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't mind everybody being mad at me.
Yeah.
Everybody mad at me, that means we getting money.
Yeah. So, you know, where do I begin? We keep coming back to that. That's the topic for today. You know, you got to get that DISC assessment if you have not done that.
Right.
That will help us be more effective as coaches and mentors.
Yep.
Right. It'll also help you be more effective in all your relationships.
Yep.
Really.
Yep.
I mean, I know E.T. spoke about having his whole family do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody can do that.
And, you know, it's just a way, it's just to create more effective communication, more effective interaction with everybody in your circle.
Yep.
So that's that part. On the real estate side, come to the meetup, get that free coaching call so we can take full account of where you are.
Yep.
And then we can chart that course together.
Yeah.
Right. You and got the, anything you want
to? No, but then that leads to the assessment, because you had a call. You could see how serious they are and say, okay, well, let me go ahead and shoot you this assessment. And we could really, well, Heather will. And we can really figure out what's the course that we're going to chart. And I think that doing that and having that foundation, you can't go wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people may be able to go faster than others. Because, like you said, like Angel, she ready to rock and roll. She she had that thing on the hip ready to go. Other people may need to, you know, teeter a little bit, or may need to partner up with somebody and things like that. But that's what we're here for, trying to help you figure out your best way, man. And, I mean, that's where it started. It's funny, had we been able to start like that 10, 12, 15 years ago, it's no telling how much higher we would be. But we here, we still good. But it's the assessment. And having that, again, it goes back to that collective, those different people. I mean, just look in the office. You got somebody that can mentor you, somebody that can lead you. There's somebody like Heather. I tell Heather, like, I'm glad that I introduced, like, got her to do the
extreme execution,
because everybody still needs that mothering.
Yeah.
Which she's so good at. So she can talk to you and come from a real place, a real genuine place, and figure out who you really are and the best way that we can help you, because she knows all of our personalities as well.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. Yeah,
I saw an example of that with her working with the man child over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, trying to get the best out of him.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. I mean, that's it. I mean, if you just getting started, as always, get plugged in. So many ways to get plugged in for free. The meetup, fourth Thursday every month.
Yes, sir.
You know, check us out on all the social media stuff. And that's that.